three things when the Lord, on this Lord's Day, this is the day of celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I know it's been a long time that you have not been in church during this time, but thank God all is well. I say to you who are fighting, keep standing. I'm going to pray not from the perspective of praying about the disease or the virus, because as far as I'm concerned, it is over. We bind the strong man, we curse the virus, and we made a decree in the Father's name. So my time of prayer, not my time of talking with the Father, is thanking Him that it's all over. See, you finally have to get to a place where this is the confidence that we have in Him. We ask anything according to this. We're here. We know He hears. We know we have the petition that we desire. We can't keep praying about the virus. We pray for people to be strong and that they'll recover. But as far as I'm concerned, the virus is over. I prophesied one night, the next night, or the next day, Ben Carlson verified what the Lord had done in the spirit. He says 98% of the people recover. Yeah, see, we don't hear that. 98% of the people recover. And this is about mostly about fear now. And so my message today is a powerful message. We're going to pray, and we need to see, we need to hear, and we need to understand in the spirit realm. Now, I'll deal in the spirit. I'll deal with science. I'll deal with senses. And also, we'll deal with the supernatural today. Lift hand with me. Let's get before God here, those of you who are here with me. Father, we thank You this morning. This is a day of celebration, of revelation and manifestation and demonstration of Your Son, Jesus. And the Scripture says He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Scripture says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I pray for all those on the sound of my voice, starting with ministers, congregation, starting with political leaders. Oh, God, thank You. And all the doctors and nurses and hospitals working all around the world. And I pray for those who are patient, that they arise and come home to their family. We thank You right now as we enter into Your word. Let it be life. Let it give us understanding. Let it give us wisdom. Let it give us courage. Let it give us hope. Let it give us joy in the midst of a time of the enemy trying to stop us. We thank You this morning that this word will go out. Scriptures will be open. They will come alive. They will manifest faith and courage. We thank You and praise You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Get your Bibles. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. Very powerful. Two chapters Paul writes to the church at Corinth. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, I want to read from verse 18. Take in as much as you can. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and then we go on to Philippians 3. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us what you save is what? It is what? The power of God. The power of God. Underline that, the power of God. Now that's not a short statement. That's a powerful statement. We're talking about the power of God. There's no impossibilities that exist when the power of God is functioning properly. Who heard me? Nothing impossible when the power of God is understood, acted upon, believed on. Nothing is impossible. Hopefully, I'm saying to somebody who laying in the bed right now, they heard that word. That's a powerful word. Now, notice Paul, by revelation, give us more revelation about the power of the cross. In verse 19, he said, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Now, there's two sets of people here. See, there's natural wisdom, natural prudence, but there's supernatural wisdom and supernatural prudence. And it's different. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's some things, most things, the world can't handle. but the Word can.
Yes, sir.
Can you see the difference?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what the world can't handle, the Word can.
Yes, sir.
We as Christians need to know that.
Yes, sir.
What the world can't handle, the Word can.
Yes, sir.
We as Christians need to know that.
Yes, sir.
I don't think nobody heard me.
Yes,
see, when a situation come up, that physically, mentally,
yes,
academically,
yes,
it can't be handled, it does not mean it can't be handled.
Yes, sir.
You just have to shift,
yes, sir,
to another dimension, shift in another gear, shift.
Yes.
My goodness. Yeah. So in verse 20, where's the wise?
Yes.
And where's the scribe? And where's the dispute of this world?
Yes.
Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? The wisdom of this world. But after that, in the wisdom of God, see, there's two types of wisdom, right?
Yes, sir.
The world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
Yes,
verse 22. Oh, y'all gonna shout when I give y'all the subject.
Yes, sir.
For the Jews require sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom.
Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
Sign and wisdom, but we had to operate by faith. But we preach Christ, what?
Crucified.
Crucified.
Yes, sir.
Unto the Jews, because they can't see it, a stumbling block.
Mm-hmm.
And unto another class of people, unto the Greek, foolishness.
Uh-huh.
When you're talking about you believing in an invisible God.
Yes, sir.
And you're talking about somebody holding your hand and nobody can't see the other person, but you know he's holding your hand. My goodness. You see, it's foolishness to him. Well, yeah, they want something on paper and all that. But we preach verse 23, verse 22, for the Jews require a sign. I don't need no sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. I don't need that kind of wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the Greek foolishness. But notice verse 24. But unto them which are called, are you called? Both Jews and Greek, Christ. Look what he is. The power of God and the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah. That's something to stand. Turn to Philippians 3, and then I'll start giving you some revelation to make an impartation in you that will substantiate you from this hour forward. No matter what come up in the system, 25 years from today, you're going to be ready for it.
Yep, yep.
There's some things that the Lord wants me to say,
yeah.
some things he wants me to uncover. I just want to go to since we're celebrating, Philippians 3:10, I could read more, but I just want to know what we're celebrating, and I'm going to shoot a few powers at you in a few minutes to let you know those powers are available because of Christ's death. In Philippians 3:10, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
Yes, sir.
See it?
Yes, sir.
And the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Now, what it mean being made conformable to his death? That means I'm being made conformable unto his revelation, unto his resurrection and revelation. Turn to one more scripture. I hear the Holy Ghost talk. Hebrews chapter 12.
Yes, sir.
Let's look at this scripture because I think we can unload. What I said?
Yes,
I think we can unload. I think we can load up and unload.
Yes, sir.
In Hebrews chapter 12, it talks about the author and finish of our faith. But it says some things about him in the first two verses of that chapter. In verse 1, it says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race. You know you're in a race, right?
Yes,
that is set before us. Now notice what it says in verse 2. It gives us a insight of Jesus enduring the cross and how did he do it. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finish of our faith, who for the joy, what? That was set before him, what? What he did? Some of y'all are not following me up in here. Endured the cross.
Yes, sir.
You see, you can't practice church.
Right.
This is real. He and you're gonna miss something up in your practicing. He endured No, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Couldn't stop him. No matter what came in, couldn't stop him. Now, I have some powerful notes, and I have to read them randomly. But the resurrection of health cometh to the people of God. The resurrection of health cometh to the people of God. You might want to say the resurrection of health cometh to me now. I heard two of y'all. The resurrection of health. Everybody at home, listen to me. Everybody listen to me. The resurrection of health cometh to me now. Now, I want you to make a note. This is a divine right I have because what God has done for me through Christ. Health, supernatural health, is a divine right to me. You need to remind you, it's a divine right. And when you put on supernatural, that means no sickness, no disease can stop it. All right? I'll just... Health is not a look. A person look healthy might not be healthy. It is anointing from God as you obey him. Health is not based on looks. Health is an anointing factor. There are certain things that God has put in place in us, and I'm going to talk about it in depth today. There's a built-in protection system built in you by God. There's a built-in protection system. One aspect is called the immune system. I'm going to talk about that. Health is a divine gift from God. And with full possibilities granted by him. Health is a divine... Turn to Psalm 139. I think it's 14. That's a good verse for you to have. Put that together and put 3 John 2 together. Psalm 139, 14, and 3 John 2. Put those two verses together. See what you're going to see. Health is a divine gift from God with full possibility granted by him. Now, there's some things I got to get to. It may look like through statistics that it's a black virus. Viruses has no race, no color. What it looked like is because somebody have not built up their immune system by ignorance, by disobedience, and it may seem like, but viruses attack immune system. And it don't matter what color you are, if you taking care of yourself, that's why I'm going to try to teach you how to take care of yourself. It don't make no difference. And then all this stuff about black folks robbed, they don't have enough money. They got enough money, they buy all them suits, they buy all them cars, they buy dope, they buy all kind of stuff. They can open their eyes. I don't care if they get mad, because I've been preaching for this for 5 years. They can open their eyes. Nobody owe you nothing. You just got to pay attention. When somebody know what they're talking about, catch a hold of it, and do what you're supposed to do. So you ain't going to ride that wagon this time. I'll get deeper into it in a little while. Turn to Psalm 105. I got to tell you, I don't know how long I'm going to be today. Easter, and I feel good. Like a black preacher should. I'm trying to put it on black too much. Oh, most of that black dying. Ain't anybody know black dying? It's about the immune system. It's quit eating all this crazy food, and the black won't die, and the white won't die either. But don't make this a black disease.
Wow.
Don't feel sorry for me because I'm black. It's my immune system. And I'm going to teach you some more about that in a few minutes. I'll tell you what, if you don't want, you better get out the house. You better run. But I'm about to plow into some things here. They're going to shake your foundation, I'm telling you. Huh? Wow. In Psalm 105, I just want to show you this, that health and wealth was primary at the will of God. It still is. 3 million people. Who that I'm here talking? 3 million people. Shut up. I can't hear them talking that loud. 3 million people. In Psalm 105, because my anointing about to come on me. I feel it coming. I can't have no interruption. But somebody about to get delivered here. I'm telling you what, in Psalm 105, you down? Verse 37, it says, with 3 million people. And I'm going to get ahead of myself. He had them on a special diet. Everybody was eating the same thing at the same time. Not all hours of night, because when they took it and brought it to the house, it turned into wine, because he said, I want you to eat it now. Don't tell me diet don't have nothing to do with your health. You can't be going on fast food every day, eating that stuff, and talking about, I'm going to fight this virus in the name of Jesus. Satan said, yeah, you're going to fight it all right. You going down. He brought them forth, the 37th verse. He brought them forth, talking about God, also with silver and gold. And look what he said. And there was what?
Not one feeble person among their tribe.
3 million. But he had them on his diet. Most people and most Christian, it's going to hurt, lives on a commercial diet. Write that down, because it's going to sound like a commercial diet. That's something somebody done told you good for you. But they're only dealing on basis of taste. It's only built on your that man that you saw there in Psalm 139, 14. You're perfectly and wonderfully made, marvelous his work. That man don't eat that. They're not going to keep you healthy. They're not going to keep you healthy. All right, so let's go. Let's go to the question I have to ask. We're talking about health, resurrected health coming to the people of God, coming back to the people of God. Do you have a God-controlled diet?
Wow.
Exodus 16, 4 through 22. Read it sometime. Do you have a God-controlled diet, or are you living by a commercial diet? Are you living by a man-controlled diet that don't work with what God gave you? I wrote, if your answer is no, if you don't have a God-controlled diet, you do not have a God-controlled immune system. God can't help you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you see, come on now, stick with me. Stick with me. Throughout this day, we're about to take another step. We're going to make another function. Everybody must stop running your mouth as if the disease is hard on blacks. For that is a lie. There are no difference between immune systems. They are all designed by God to do the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no racism in health. There are no prejudices in health. God give everybody the same kind of body. You put the right stuff in, the right stuff will come out. I thank God he ain't left it up to somebody else to determine how my health going to come out. If it is your natural deficiency and your toxicity overload that make a difference in any person's defense mechanism. I gotta bring it out. Defense mechanism. See, prayer, praise, reading the scripture, not going to do any good if you violate the other part.
That's right.
And so at the church, we've tried to pray our way out of everything physically, but God have instruction in Genesis 1:29. Yes, And then there were these 3 million people. He had them eating quail at night and a certain type of bread in the morning, and he brought them water out of a rock. That was his diet. He told them, y'all eat it according to how I tell y'all. And then they ate it for years, 40-something years, then eating the same thing. All these new meals they're coming up with is messing us up on the inside. One woman said, the man look healthy and he died. Yeah, he look healthy. Everybody look healthy. It's not healthy. Health don't come by look. Health come by knowing. That person know they're not violating the things of God. All right. Stick with me. Most people are trying to live on commercial diet, only by taste. Well, write it down, write it down. Most people try to only live on commercial diet, only by taste. They have a way to make you feel good and to talk to your body. I'm going to read from one of my books now. You can get your hand on it. Never Be Sick Again. One disease, two causes, six pathways. Health is a choice. Learn how to choose it. Ooh, write it down. Write it. Health is a choice. Learn how to choose it. It's by Brother Ramon Francis. Get a hold of that book. I'm going to read something out of here. Starvation on a full stomach. Somebody about to get help up here, boy. According to the State of the World 2000 report from the World Watch Institute, the world is in the midst of a nutrition crisis. In the developed countries, 1.2 million people, including most Americans, are now starving and undernourished because they're overfed with too much of the wrong food. Did you hear that? They're starving and undernourished because, the stomach's full. Their stomach's full, but they're undernourished. Wow. They're not hungry. The average American diet does not support the biological need of the human cell. Let me read that again, because it sounds Greek to the church, you know. The average American diet does not support the biological needs of the human cell. We try to achieve the impossible. We try to maintain health while eating a diet that cannot provide health. Although our stomachs may be full and our bellies are fat, malnutrition is our leading cause of disease. Y'all have patience with me. I'm reading here now. Ultimately, any level of malnutrition creates susceptibility to disease. Ultimately, any level of malnutrition creates susceptibility to disease. However, when we suffer health problems as a result of poor nutrition, almost always we blame our illnesses on aging or on faulty genes rather than on its true cause. Oh, hallelujah. I want y'all to hear this. The pulpit need to talk this. We need to open the eyes of believers so believers can know why I prayed and she died. Why I said, you know what I'm saying? No, we need to know something else. The enemy is robbing us of our divine right to live on a diet that come from God. We are indeed what we eat. Ain't got no amen on that. Not up in here. I ain't got none up in here. I didn't get none up in here. I know I'm. That's why I'm going to say it three more times. We are indeed what we eat. We are indeed what we eat. We are indeed what we eat. That click should guide all choices we make about the food we consume. The average person, I'm almost through here, however, is poorly informed and confused about what to eat. You heard that?
Yes,
poorly informed.
Yes,
and you know, especially black folk with this soul food and this good cooking. Y'all gotta get off of it. Get off of that.
Come on.
You know, that's why. That's why the number high.
Yep.
Come on.
Come on.
Huh? That's why the number high. Well, I know somebody get angry, but that's why you got to have your money.
Right.
You can get angry with me. I got money.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't shut me down. The Lord is my source. I done had experts trying to shut me down. They can't shut me down because God sent me.
Amen.
And I do love you.
Yeah.
And I love the body of Christ. And I love people of all walks of life. I love people. And I want people to see what God has already done for them.
Yeah.
And don't let the enemy rob them with worldly commercial. Worldly idea. The word speak about our help. He sent his word to heal us. We are indeed what we eat. That's the fourth time. That click should guide all choices we make about food we consume. The average person, however, is poorly informed and confused about what to eat, how to eat, and what to avoid. Misinformation tossed about by food manufacturers and even by physicians overwhelm the consumer. Few people truly understand how food help or fail to keep them healthy. I'm reading. I'm almost through. Food manufacturers nearly always favor qualities such as shelf life, taste, appearance, and marketability over nutrition and health. Physicians who typically lack nutrition education themselves usually tell us that a standard diet gives us all the nutrition we need. That's a lie. With such misinformation, we tend to make irrational and harmful decisions. I don't care how spiritual I sound this morning. I don't make no difference. I'm just trying to keep your butt alive. With such misinformation, we tend to make irrational and harmful decisions. Fast food. I'm riding down the street, all this going on. Fast food joints are circled.
Yep.
The cars come through the line, then another line is made, and then half of it back on the highway.
Yep.
And then I pass 2 hours later, they're still there. And they Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with me. Yeah, all right, Hail Mary. And they're on their knees praying and talking about, why God letting us down? God ain't letting nobody down.
That's right.
Come on,
Lord God, still, don't put this on my Father.
Come on,
don't put this on the resurrected Christ.
No,
they're real, man.
Amen.
They're real. I said Jesus is real, man.
Real.
Jesus keep his word. Y'all understand me? A diet that's focused on any other than meeting the nutrition need of cell allow your body to get sick. The four worst food choices comprising the bulk of average American diet and disastrous to the health of your population are sugar, white flour, processed oil, and milk products.
Come on.
Good Lord. What are we going to, this one lady asked what the, what one boy was in the meeting, what are we going to eat? Something to keep us alive. They're going to eat stupid. You're just eating by taste, you see. All right, I'll read some more of this later. Consuming these foods, especially at a large part of the diet and over time, is virtually guaranteed to cause disease. They provide little nutrition and are toxic as well. If every American was to stop eating these foods, our epidemic of chronic disease would decline dramatically. Problematic is their own right. The real harm caused by these four food failure come from the fact that we eat them repeatedly, day by day, meal by meal. All right. So we tell you, most people are trying to live on a commercial diet only by taste. Now listen very carefully, because you're going to think you heard what I'm saying, but I don't know if this has ever been spoken from the pulpit. There's a covenant die given by God. Now, you read Genesis 1:29, you see it. A covenant die. May I love you today with the truth on my heart and lips, saying to you, we can make the changes we need by the strength of the Holy Spirit. This is the question when the Lord asked me this. I know you probably never heard this question. I want you to write it down, though, and then I want you to go back over it. Are you ministering to your health? Are you ministering to your health? See? And what I'm saying now, it'll give you the ability to know how to minister to your health. Those who look healthy and strong on the outside may have weak immune system on the inside. Do not yield to so-called comfort food no longer. For it is not comfort food, it's cursed food. Don't yield to convenient food, for it had no value for your health. You just pass by the window and pick it up, and it tastes good, but it's going to catch up with you. Do not compromise your health. What I said?
Do not compromise your health.
Watch what I'm saying. Do not compromise your health birthright for a certain kind of food. You have nothing to, Word of Life Christian, I want to speak to my members. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Keep learning about God's ways and keep fighting. That's what I'm here to tell you. You have nothing to be ashamed of. Many of my members changed their lifestyle, changed their eating, and they're good fighters today because they made some decision as I was preaching the gospel to them. Let me get back here for a few moments. Hallelujah. Let me add some things here on this Easter Sunday morning now. The power of the Word. The power of the cross. The power of the resurrection. The power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the blood. The power of love. The power of Holy Communion. Talk about these things a minute. Go with me, Kutona Lama, go with me to Galatians chapter 3. A lot of scripture. Because I want God's people to see something. I'm preaching from the Bible, but I'm preaching from, there's some common sense that got to come in here. That people are not using their senses and they're trying to act like God ain't coming through. See? Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to set that in here a minute. O foolish Galatian, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? See that? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you for a reason. This only what I learn of you, receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Are you not made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? I notice verse 5. He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and work his miracles among you, we're going to have some health miracles. He therefore that ministers you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the work of the law or by the hearing of faith. You're hearing faith, it's a faith message today. Power I'm going to show you this. Ezekiel chapter 12. You got your shouting clothes on? This is so powerful. I read this while studying and praying. Everybody waiting, everybody waiting. The power of the word. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse, hallelujah. Ezekiel 12:25. You're going to see something about the words you might not have never seen before. For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. Yes, sir. Now, why would he say now? It shall be no more prolonged. For in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word and will perform it, says the Lord. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, they of the house of Israel say, the vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesied of the time that are far. Therefore say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, there shall none of my words be prolonged anymore. But the word which I have spoken shall be done, saith the Lord of hosts. That's why I know I'm healed. That's why I know you're healed. That's why I know we're healthy. That's why I'm just teaching you how to these dying early, suffering, being weak. All of it, some of these things I'm teaching you about the body of Christ, never been taught about their health. And as a matter of fact, as I said, black folk been taught a little bit about it. We've been hustling, trying to survive. But now we have raised up. God has blessed us. Many of us got good jobs and good homes and stuff, and we just got to use it properly now. We just can't act like the world wants us to act. You see what I'm saying? There are things, my cook's in there right now. There are things you can cook that taste good and healthy for your body. Are y'all here?
Yep, sir.
All right, I'm going to find a place to close in a minute. I've been going about a half hour. Oh, my God. I have a... I decree in Jesus' name, the fear is removed by the flood of your love.
Wow.
That's what I got that in the spirit. So everybody under the sound of my voice, the flood is a love flood being released now.
Yes,
that know God love you and he gonna take care of you.
Yes,
no care how you feel or what somebody else is saying. And then listen to the next statement. Love never faileth. And you are love. Good God Almighty. I'm talking to somebody. Love never faileth. And you are love. As we operate in your love, everything that is contrary to your love must fail. Everything. Any disease, any sickness, contrary to the love of God, it must fail. My faith is working by your love for, and your love in me, and your love is flowing through me, flooding out all sickness and disease. Sons and daughters, the most surest place to live is in your love for me and your love for one another and your love for yourself. And then I heard all nine gifts of the Spirit are yielding to the Spirit of love now on your behalf. Word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discernment of spirit, special faith, working of miracles, gifts of healing, prophecy, divers kind of tongue and interpretation, all standing on their feet right now. Fight as weapon for your victory. Hallelujah. So the preaching of the cross was foolish because men couldn't figure it out. And so man, therefore, they took him and crucified him. They nailed him on the cross. But he still was in charge. Even while they nailed him on the cross, he still was in charge because he knew it was only a temporary moment. He didn't die for himself. He died for us. He didn't die only for us to go to heaven. He died for the days of heaven on earth. And I'm so glad that I'm a child of God. I'm so glad that I can walk in that power, the power of his blood, the power of his resurrection, the power of his word. I mean, I got power all around me. Tell somebody, I got power all around me. The power, let's think about the power of the power of the Holy Ghost. I have the right. I have the right to be led by the Spirit, fed by the Spirit. Oh, this is a day to rejoice. He did get up, you know, and he did decree and declare, all power is in my hand. Over sickness and disease is in my hand. So the church had to celebrate the resurrection of health coming to the body of Christ. No, not just healing, health. I choose not to be sick no more. Because I got the flowing love of God flowing through my vein, flowing through my organ, flowing through my cell, flowing through my immune system, flowing through my lymphatical system, flowing through my circulatory system. I have the love of God flowing through it. He made me to be healthy. He made me to live long. He made me to live strong. I'm here to tell you, body of Christ, you're not going down. You can get up out your bed right now and begin to shout. Those of you in your house, run and dance, because the glory of God is upon us and it's over. I say the virus is over in the name of Jesus. He told me, bind the strong man, curse the virus, and decree that God's people go free. I've done that. It's a done deal. All other little things, you just symptom and aftermath coming. But if somebody heard me, what to put in their body? Take time and ask God what is good for your body. Don't just eat by taste. Don't just eat by waste. Don't just eat by what the crowd say that you should eat. No, think about it yourself. Talk to God about it and let God put the right thing in your body. Good God Almighty. Oh, my goodness. Good God Almighty. We celebrate today. This is the day of celebration. For the body of Christ, health wisdom is calling you out today. Tapping in the help flowing anointing is calling you out today. Celebrating the resurrection of health in the body of Christ is calling you out today. What happened when health prevailed? Let's talk spiritually. Let's talk scientifically. Let's talk sense-wise. And then let's talk supernatural. Jesus paid for it all. The Bible says he was wounded for my transgression. Bruise for my iniquity, and the chastisement of my peace was upon him, and with his stripe I'm healed. And if I'm healed, I'm still healed. The healing hand of God is on you this morning, and I want you to rejoice because his healing power is on you, and we are alive and healthy and well. And I speak to all those who are under my care, under my leadership. It is well. All is well. Abide in peace, for the glory of God rests on your house. The glory of God rests on your home. The glory of God rests on your children. And I think we should shout today and give God praise and give God glory. I'm a happy man, even though the enemy may attack your body sometime. I'm a happy man because I know Jesus loved me. And I know on that third day, they thought they had us held down. But you can't hold a good woman down. You can't hold a good man down who got the hand in the Lord's hand. And just like Jesus said, on the third day, they had their party going on. And everybody talking about it's over. But Jesus said, just about to begin. I told you, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll rise it up again. Somebody heard a crack in the earth's rim on that third day. He rested Saturday, suffered Friday, and rested Saturday. Whoops! Sunday morning, he says, time to get up to declare all power is in my hand. And I got a celebration here today. I'm celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The church got something to shout about. Health is resurrected in my body right now. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.